Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We got a story out of South Dakota that boggles your mind. I could not believe it. The people in South Dakota are good people. My cousin's wife is from South Dakota, fine person, but I'll tell you what, their government is corrupt. Government is crooked as a dog's hind leg. Republican government, that's where Kristi Noem, the governor, who's trying to run for president, has eyes like a pair of Sidewinder missiles that come right down your throat when she looks at you. Attractive woman, but unbelievably bad. They have an attorney general who's even worse than Kristi Noem. His name is Jason Ravensborg. And let me tell you what he did, and then let me tell you what happened to him in South Dakota. He was at a fundraiser. Now, at a fundraiser, a lot of people drink some beer. They drink some wine. Sometimes they drink a lot of beer and wine. On the way home from the fundraiser, he hit and killed a pedestrian. Pedestrian named Joseph Berner, 55 years old, with a family. Guy was walking on the side of the road. It was nighttime. And the truth is that South Dakota, there's a lot of wide open spaces. So he's walking along. I don't know how far he was from home or where he was going. High rate of speed, according to the tracks. Jason Ravensborg goes right down the side of the road and kills this guy. Hits him hard. How do I know he hit him hard? Because Joseph Berner's glasses ended up inside the cab of Jason Ravensborg's vehicle. That's how I know he hit him hard. They hit him hard. Jason Ravensborg left him to die. Die like a dog. And went home. And went to sleep. He left the scene. Hit and run. And had he been given a breathalyzer test, there's very little doubt in my mind that he'd blown the lid off it. Drunk driving. Murder a guy. He should go to prison. Well, in Wisconsin, he'd go to prison for more than 10 years. Especially leaving the scene. The next day, he said that he went back there because he thought he hit a deer. That's what he said. He initially told the investigators that he didn't remember it and that he'd been in the center of the lane all the time. So if the guy was hit, he'd been walking in the road. That proved to be a lie. They looked at the tire tracks, and then he said he thought it was a deer. Now, when was the last time you saw a deer with a pair of eyeglasses on? You're hunting in Waukesha County in November. You walk over into Dodge County. Suddenly, what? You say, Elmer, I think I see a deer with a pair of sunglasses on. No, those aren't sunglasses, Elmer. Those are reading glasses. Look, South Dakota may be South Dakota, but we didn't fall off the turnip truck on the way into town, okay? There were glasses in his car. He lied about being in the center of the road, and he lied about thinking he hit a deer. He panicked. He was drunk, coming back from a fundraiser. He went home, and then he went back the next day, and he made a calculation. If I don't report this, they'll do some forensic follow-up, and you know, there'll be particles of flesh on my car when I take it in to be repaired. And you do something like that, and you will, in any state, go away to prison for a long time. So he decided that he would turn himself in and say, boy, I sure thought it was a deer. No, and I hadn't been drinking. Of course, they did a breathalyzer on him, what, the next day? Well, if you go from the evening to sometime middle of the next day, the alcohol won't be in your system as much. So what do you think happened to him? What do you think a Wisconsin judge would have done? I know what I would have done. I would have said that you are untrue. You fled the scene. We can't prove that you were drunk, but we can infer that you, having been at a fundraiser, we would take statements from people who would have seen him drinking. Then he would say, well, you can't prove I'm over 0.08. And that's true, even though it's obvious as a nose on your face. But I'd say you hit somebody and you lied about it being a deer when there were eyeglasses in the cab of your vehicle. So you're being convicted a vehicular homicide, and I'm going to sentence you 7-8 years. You don't just kill Joseph Boerner and take him away from his family at 55 years old. That's what would have happened in Wisconsin. And leaving the scene, that's what would have happened in Wisconsin. And being untruthful, if you tell a police investigator a lie, even a false name or age, that's a felony, it's obstruction. So did all of that happen to Jason Ravensburg? No, it didn't. The day came for his, quote, sentencing. He didn't show up. He sent a lawyer. The lawyer went in and said, well, he felt terrible about it. And the judge said, okay, I'm not giving any jail time, and it's a $500 fine. $500 fine for killing somebody and leaving the scene and lying about it being a deer? $500 fine? There's some speeding tickets, if you're six over, that are more than $500. $500 is what he paid for killing Joseph Boerner. He's still the attorney general, the chief justice official in the executive branch in South Dakota, sniffing when Kristi Noem leaves. Usually attorney generals run for governor. This is not happening in Asia. This isn't happening in Africa or South America. This happened in South Dakota. And that is what happened. Jason Ravensburg killed a man, fled the scene, left him to die like a dog on the side of the road, didn't call for help. His glasses were in his car, lied and said it was a deer. Went back the next day when any alcohol would have gone out of his system. And he's South Dakota's attorney general and a front runner, presumably, for governor, when their weird governor, Kristi Noem, another piece of work, decides to run. So it gives me no pleasure to say that. It gives me no pleasure to note that. But the fact of the matter is, this is not just a matter of disparate sentencing or disparate administration of justice. This is a flat-out corruption of justice. It's a flat-out corruption of justice. A minor piece of good news, a judge in Florida has blocked Ron DeSantis' prohibition, his prohibition against mask mandates, believe it or not, his executive order. You know, in the middle of the pandemic in Florida, with the largest rate of increase of COVID infections and deaths, largest rate of increase of pediatric COVID patients in intensive care. Pediatric patients, that means kids under 12 years old. There have been reports of some kids 7 weeks old getting COVID. Obviously, they can't be vaccinated, and the adults who are supposed to take care of them or whom they're exposed to, they won't take the vaccine. And now Ron DeSantis entered an executive order saying not only all of that, but you can't have mask mandates in schools. And I will suspend the pay of any teacher or administrator who orders it. And I will take action against any school board. This guy is doubling down and flat out crazy. Well, the judge blocked his order. He blocked his order, absolutely right. Local school board should decide. And frankly, quite frankly, it shouldn't be done by executive order. Who does he think he is? He's trying to run for president. He wants to pander to the QAnon wing, the Trump cult, to the Republican Party. Judge stood tall. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.